Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, exciting days in Greenville, huh? There's that activity out on Interstate 30 is amazing, and it's all sort of coming to fruition now.
It's exciting. I got to attend the ribbon cutting, and I was the crowd was great. The three new restaurants that have opened out there, I was so impressed with the people that were involved in that. The food is good. I've already eaten at two of the three, and looking forward to the third one.
Well, which two?
I've eaten at Snuffers and at Taqueria La Ventana.
Mm-hmm.
I know El Phoenix and love
right.
it, so I'm
right.
looking forward to that one too, but I had Taqueria La Ventana is much more casual, much more of a fast place. It's not really table service, but they've got they call it street tacos, and they've got tacos and burritos and all kinds of good stuff like that, as well as a nice patio and a bar.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Snuffers started out on I guess Greenville Avenue,
yeah,
or that area in central Dallas, and then they've opened other restaurants, including one in Rockwall, and they've moved on out into the suburbs and now Greenville.
Well, and somewhere along the way, I guess the proper term would be they were acquired by El Phoenix, and these are all three now part of what they call the Firebird Restaurant Group.
Mm-hmm. So now in Greenville, you have all this development out on I-30, which, of course, puts everybody in mind of Rockwall, 30 miles on down the road. It seems to be, you know, coming this way. But you also still have the revitalization in downtown Greenville. So a lot of good stuff.
Absolutely. A lot of good things are happening. And I think downtown is continuing to boom. And there's certainly everywhere you turn, you're hearing about interesting things about buildings that are being looked at by other companies and other things like that. So I think we will still continue to see the development in downtown. And as the municipal auditorium renovation is complete, then I think that's going to begin to lead to energy on Washington Street as well.
And we'll come back to that. But to continue the Rockwall analogy, if you go to downtown Rockwall, it's terrific.
Yes.
So
right.
It's not like the activity on I-30 as you go through Rockwall has taken away from downtown Rockwall. In fact, I imagine it's probably contributed.
I would think so, because all of those things, I think, become attractive to businesses when they are looking to relocate and to newcomers as well when they're looking to relocate.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Municipal Auditorium in Greenville, and finally all those old 75-year-old seats, they're all out. Is that
they
right?
They are, and I want you to know I helped unbolt a whole bunch of them myself on my hands and knees up in the balcony.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, and then just to see it, I got a chance to, with Kevin Banks took me up, and we stood on the stage and just looked out the other day, and it was absolutely amazing to see it without any seats in it.
I'll bet. We're talking with Pud Kearns. Pud is with Housewarmers of Greenville, so all of those old seats are gone.
But now they are the old. They are still for sale.
Right.
And we still have one more weekend where they are going to be for sale at Uptown Forum. And so you can come down and pick your misery, I guess, if you want. That's what I said. I keep saying, own a piece of uncomfortable history.
Don't you want an uncomfortable seat?
But underneath, you know, they've got a cushion, but underneath is all that beautiful original wood.
Right.
And
no,
so
I
they
think
can be stripped and be a lot of fun to own some.
And I think it'd be great in a lot of people's dens and rec rooms and what have you. And so those new seats are going in, and they will be in for the Bob Wills Festival in the fall.
In early October, yes.
Well, good. Event at the Wesley United Methodist Church in Greenville on Saturday. This is a crafts fair?
Yes, this is their annual crafts fair, and they hold it in the summer. And it benefits their ministry with Carver School. Wesley adopted Carver School a few years ago and, you know, give the teachers support and things that they need out there. And so there's everything in the world at this. There's food, there's decorative items, there's gifts, there's clothing. They pack their fellowship hall, which is quite large. It's the largest fellowship hall of a church in town.
Mm-hmm.
And they pack that thing with all kinds of wonderful craft items. And it's a lot of fun. It's really worth coming to.
That's a great program that the church sponsors or adopts an elementary school. Are there other churches that do that for other schools?
Not that I'm aware of. I agree with you. I think it's a wonderful program, and they've done it now for several years. And in fact, I think it was over the Christmas break, the church came in and completely redid the teacher's lounge and didn't tell a soul, and the teachers walked in on the first day of the spring semester, and the lounge had been completely redone.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is spectacular.
It is.
Yeah, so this craft fair is going on, I guess, from 10 in the morning throughout the day.
Into the afternoon. Yeah.
At Wesley United Methodist, which is on US 69 past the McDonald's, as if you're going out to Lone Oak.
That's right.
Right. Okay. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I always enjoy it.
Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.